This week's parsha is Parshas Kisavo, and it begins with V'haya Kisavo el Haaretz. It'll be when you will come to the land that God is giving to you. And the verse then says, you'll settle the land, you'll inherit the land. V'lakachta me'reshis kol pri adama. And you are to take from the reshit, from the first of the fruits of the land. And this is the mitzvah Bikurim, as we learn in Masechet Bikurim, the end of Seder Zra'im, that anyone who has in the land of Israel grapes or pomegranates or a date tree or a fig tree or an olive tree or some wheat or some barley growing, he's supposed to identify the first bud, put a red string around the first blossom, the first pomegranate that's in the field, the first date that's in the field. And then when it ripens, he's to cut it down, put it into a basket, and bring it up to Jerusalem. Take this first fruit and not eat it himself, but bring it to Jerusalem, go to the Kohen who's there, and to give it to the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple, and to make a declaration thanking God for taking us out of Egypt, giving us the land of Israel. And the farmer says, I know it all comes from you, God, and here I'm giving the first of my produce to you. There's a very strange midrash. I quoted it earlier in the week. The midrash says, "Asei mitzvah ha'amura ba'inyan." Do this mitzvah said here in this topic. Do the mitzvah bikurim shebischarati kanes la'aretz. In her merit, you will enter the land. So the commentators ask, you could only be fulfilling bikurim once you're in the land. So how could the midrash say, "Do this mitzvah"? And through this mitzvah and its merit, you will enter into the land. If you're doing the mitzvah, that means you're already in the land. How could it be, do this mitzvah and its merit, you will enter the land? So I saw a nice answer in this book, Nesivo Shalom, from the Slonimer Rebbe of blessed memory. He said that many great tzaddikim have explained that there are two main foundations that a Jew has to live with all the time. And that's really what life is all about. One is emuna, and the other is kedusha. We have to have faith, and we have to have holiness. Faith is to have an attitude about life, that we're in God's hand, God is taking care of us. And you know what? People ultimately can't do anything to us. It's all God. It's what he wants. And that's what's happening. This person might be his emissary. That person is his emissary. But ultimately, everything is in the hands of God. And the other attitude that a Jew has to have is to be holy. That, you know, I have desires to do the wrong thing. Anytime I break my desire to do something which is what God wants and not what my stomach wants or not what my other body parts want, as we learned in the Daf Yomi, the whole idea of all the prohibited relations are to break desires, then we merit to have holiness. We have holiness through faith and through breaking our urges and doing what God wants and not necessarily what our physical bodies would want in this moment. Now, when we were in the desert, we had these two levels on very great measure. Level of faith of Jews in the desert, there was nothing in the bank. Every day the mun would come, and if you tried to put some of it to store for tomorrow, it all rot. Right. So every day you had to have faith that God's going to provide, God's going to take care. I don't know what's going to be. If heaven forbid something happens and we're sinning, who knows what's going to be. We knew we were completely in the hands of God. There was tremendous faith when we were in the desert. But not only was there tremendous faith, we were a very holy nation. There's no question the Jews were very holy. Maybe the two things go together. Because we were eating man, which is angelic food, so we were holy people, and we were on a very high and elevated level. So the Jews are coming to the land of Israel. Now we're going to have to plow and plant and work in the field and try to get our livelihood from all the difficulties that are there. And people were worried. How are we going to maintain faith and holiness, especially when we're no longer eating the man, we're no longer getting angelic food, now we're eating human food? So how are we going to maintain faith and holiness? So to that, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim reminds us of faith. Here the farmer works and he produces, and he says, you know what, it's not mine, it's really God's. I take the first fruit and I bring it to God. And it reminds the farmer of holiness. here after all this work, he'd like to eat some of it. No, right away, I give away some of it to God. So that's perhaps what the Midrash is saying. Asei mitzvah zu, do this mitzvah of Bikurim. Shebischara, in its merit, tikanes la'aretz, you will enter into earthiness. Not that you'll enter the land, you're already in the land. But to be able to enter into the earth within the land, to be able to have the physical, and to be involved in the physical, we need to have two reminders, faith and holiness, that it's all from God, and sometimes we have to break our urges and do for God, and not what we necessarily want to do for ourselves. Okay, we can say a Kaddish to Rabbanan.